Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. A 1902 escape from the Allegheny County Jail gripped the country and catalyzed the formation of the county's modern-day police force. Bob Lose is a docent for Pittsburgh History and Landmark Foundation at the old Allegheny County Jail downtown on Ross Street, where visitors can still tour a cell block.
Look at this wall. Look how deep it is. There's no handholds, no footholds, no way.
Lose's grim "no way" refers to the possibility of escaping from the jail. Jack and Ed Biddle would have disagreed, says John Shulkowski, president of the Ross Township Historical Society.
Both born in Ontario, Canada, make their ways down here to Western PA and form a small gang called the Chloroform Gang, which was a nonviolent way to rob people's houses.
The Chloroform Gang turned deadly when the Biddle boys shot and killed Thomas Connie, a Mount Washington grocer, in a heist. Detective Charles Buck McGovern and his partner, Patrick Fitzgerald, cornered the brothers. Fitzgerald was killed in the encounter.
They were sentenced to die by hanging.
James Waddell is also a docent at the jail.
Conditions are not too pleasant here. I think any sane person would want to be gone. And, you know, with the opportunity that presented itself with Mrs. Sofel, it would have been pretty hard to resist.
Kate Sofel was the warden's wife. Though it wasn't uncommon for her to visit prisoners, she spent an uncommon amount of time with the Biddle boys, says Shulkowski.
They weren't just some thugs. They were very good-looking guys. They were very charming.
So charming, in fact, that Mrs. Sofel, mother of four, married to one of the city's most prominent justice figures, fell in love with Ed. She agreed to help the Biddle boys escape and run away with them.
She knew that if she crossed them, that, you know, that was the end for her, too.
Kate smuggled a mix of breakout tools to the Biddles and even brought them one of the warden's guns. In the early morning hours of January 30th, 1902, the escape began.
Kate Sofel chloroforms her husband. Ed Biddle fakes being sick in the jail cell. The guard goes back to get some medicine. In the meantime, he takes away the iron bars and slips out of his cell.
Ed and Jack threw one guard over the rail, shot another, and corralled all four in a basement cell. They dressed in the jailer's suits and ties, snuck through the warden's house, went out the front door, and hoofed it to Allegheny City, now the north side.
Took a trolley all the way up to the end of the line, which was Westview at the time, and made their way by foot to the Perrysville Schoolhouse.
Back in Pittsburgh, Buck McGovern, who originally brought the Biddle boys in, was livid. He alerted the Butler County police that two fugitives were headed north, likely for Canada. He rounded up eight detectives and gave chase.
Nightfall comes around. Ed Biddle goes out to the White House Hotel. He asked for six ham sandwiches, a pint of whiskey. Now, he didn't have enough room in his overcoat, so he pulled out his gun, just put on the bar.
After dinner, the crew stole a one-horse sleigh from the Schwartz Dairy on 3 Degree Road in present-day Ross Township and continued north. The horse was on its last legs by the time the threesome reached Cranberry. They pushed on to Butler, where they were ambushed by police on the morning of February 1st, 1902.
And this is Buck McGovern, with his big posse of people coming for him, with big rifles and stuff. They ended up panicking, and they started having a big shootout.
Riddled with gunshot wounds, Jack and Ed died at Butler County Jail just 2 days after their escape. Kate spent 20 months in Western Penitentiary, moved back in with her parents, and died of typhoid fever in 1909.
It's a real-life Romeo and Juliet story. This caused a great deal of grief for other people.
Buck McGovern, foe to lawlessness, went on to form the Allegheny County Police. He published a pamphlet warning against the dangers of the hold-up man, the desperate criminal of the age who doesn't care the snap of his finger for human life. It's easy to imagine he was thinking of the Biddle boys. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.